"Mr. President," I finally said, "how can you be so sure when you know you don't know the facts?" Biden said that Bush stood up and put his hand on the senator's shoulder. "My instincts," he said. "My instincts." The Fourth Reich in America, it seems, is guided by instincts, just as during Hitler's Reich. One major difference between the Third Reich and the Fourth Reich is the lack of emphasis on flag ceremonies and repetitious pledges. In Nazi Germany, a school day did not pass without these ceremonies of the state. But in multicultural and globalized America, although school children still recite the Pledge of Allegiance and raise the U.S. flag, any formal ceremony has dropped away. Today, hardly any American, child or adult, with the possible exception of some Girl and Boy Scouts, knows or observes proper flag protocols. If the Pledge of Allegiance is used in schools, it is generally spoken over the loudspeaker. Students can recite along or not, as they will. If they can obtain a note from their parents, they are not even required to stand. Patriotic allegiance to one's nation is not conducive to the globalists' agenda of borderless countries under the control of multinational corporations. Today, such nationalistic trappings have been replaced by ubiquitous corporate logos and slogans. More and more educational programs are being underwritten and guided by corporate officials. President Bush's Secretary of Education, Margaret Spellings, hosted the 2006-2007 Siemens Competition in Math, Science, and Technology. In May 2006, she told attendees of the first national summit on the advancement of girls in math and science in Washington, D.C., "I recently met with George Nolan, President and CEO of Siemens Corporation, and I look forward to working with him on President Bush's American Competitiveness Initiative." Business leaders began to recognize that education had failed to keep up with the corporatism of America. Prudential CEO Art Ryan complained that hiring high school graduates today is a high risk. "They can't do many of the things you would like them to do." But have high schools changed to reflect that economy? I would argue not enough. Another rising concern in education that can be traced back to corporate intrusion is the rise of advertising in schools. According to a debate posted on the official NEA website, teachers have complained that getting kids to buy products, feel good about a corporation, or adopt the viewpoints of an industry on an important issue is not the purpose of education, and that promotional sponsored education materials blur the line between education and propaganda and lead to distorted lessons.